You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that is so awesome. That right there is Dramarama with the song Anything, and you can find that on their 1985 album Cinema Verite. Those guys are killer, and that song I only heard like maybe last year for the first time on, I think, Sirius FM. I have satellite radio in my car, and I'm putting all the pieces together because I'm just like, who are these guys? I've played them in the past, but without really knowing too much about them. But I will say the following. Dramarama is a band that was from New Jersey, right? They were formed back in 82. They broke up in 94. That song, Anything, you can find on their 1985 album, Cinema Verite. Now, the deal with these guys is that they featured Chris Carter. So Chris Carter owned a record store in Wayne, New Jersey, called Looney Tunes. And that's where they would, practice. And the point is that I'm like, I know the name Chris Carter. So Chris Carter also has a show on, this is how I know Chris Carter, from his show called British Invasion, or sorry, it's called Chris Carter's British Invasion, which is on Sirius XM as well. And Chris Carter also was a DJ in LA. So he was, he is a DJ in LA. He hosts, I guess, the longest running Beatles show called Breakfast with the Beatles. And then of course he does, oh, look at this. I did not know this. This is crazy. Chris Carter also produced and wrote the film Mayor of the Sunset Strip. So, yeah, that's crazy. Okay, interesting. So, many, many things. It's maybe my favorite song now. Like, it's such a great song. Anyways, there you go. Dramarama here on CITR. My name is Anita B, if I didn't say that. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here until 8. My show is alternating Wednesdays, so I'll be back in 2 more weeks. It's already June 26th. Yeah, look at that. June 26th. Okay. Which means I'll be back, what, July 10th? That's crazy. Time is just flying. It was the last day of school yesterday for students. Well, who, you know, are not in the doghouse. Like what I'm trying to say. I teach high school, and you get a couple kids who will have to come in and do what's called credit recovery, which is where I'm cleaning up the room. There's no class. And these dum-dums have to come in and just catch up on like worlds of work that they missed. And I had one today. But anyways, it's almost over. Almost over. And then I go, I start my job at Cypress. Yes. Working full-time up there. So come visit me in retail. At Big Bear Sports. So I'm stoked. I'm happy. I love working up that way. It's like being at summer camp, right? I used to work on the coaster. There's a coaster up there, if you don't know. It's called Eagle Coaster. And I worked on it last summer, the summer before. And it's great because you are outdoors, but you get all the flies, all the... it is super fun. So if you've never been on the coaster up at Cypress, go do it. It's... my suggestion is you just jam your foot on the lever, hold it down the whole way, and don't break. That's it. That's my motto in life. Just don't break. All right. Here we are. But you can break dance. I don't know. Don't break anything. All right. Anyways, let's head on over to the Dum Dum Girls. We're going to play, myself. There's only one of me here. I'm going to play us the Dum Dum Girls with the song Bang Bang, I'm a Burnout. And you can find this on the album I Will Be. Let's see if I make sure I've got this all set up. Yes, I do. Cool. What can I tell you about the Dum Dum Girls? This album that the song is off of was released back in 2010. Those guys were formed in 2008 and they lasted... I'm going to say somewhere, maybe 8 years, whatever that brings them to. Was I right? They were formed in 2008. Oh, look at me. 2008, and they broke up in 2016. All right, let's listen to these guys right here. Yeah, we're good. Okay, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Bang, bang.
feels good being back on my own. It's what I try and tell myself time and time again, leaning on my friends, but this time I somewhere down the line, when we're doing fine, I'ma find some peace of mind. Remember December, November, September, the sun reminds me when we were fine.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is Enum Claw. I discovered those guys like maybe last year or the year before. They're so good. They're named after the town of Enum Claw, Washington, of course, but they're not from Enum Claw. They're from Tacoma. So there you go. And they are on Luminel Recordings. Okay, so the deal is, that's a new song of theirs. That is called Change, and you could find it, as I mentioned. It's so new, as a matter of fact. It's not even being released until August. The new album is entitled Home in Another Life, the future album. How cool is that? All right. From 2022, we heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Perfume Tree. Is it Perfume Tree? Hold on. Perfume Genius. I'm laughing because the word, like the cursor in the cell, like on my playlist here, I couldn't see the second word. There is actually a band out of Canada from back in the 90s called Perfume Tree. That's why. Anyways, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Perfume Genius with a song Spitting Off the Edge of the World from the album Cool It Down. And then we started that set off with the Dum Dum Girls out of LA with the song Bang, Bang, I'm a Burnout off the album I Will Be. All right, it is 6:49. We're going to move into some Canadian stuff at the moment. Actually, two Canadian songs. We've got Arcade Fire and then Sloan. We're going to hear something from the Arcade Fire's, I believe it's, I've done some research, I think it's their first EP that, you know, even came before their big hit record, Funeral. I think it's Funeral, right? I had that record back in like 04. This is actually an EP that was released in 2003. It's just self-titled. It's self-titled. We're going to hear the song Headlights Look Like Diamonds. All right, so let's see. Here we are. Now, Arcade Fire, of course, are out of Montreal, if you weren't sure. But the guys in the band, there were brothers. Now, I believe the one brother is no longer in the band, the Butler brothers. So there's a Texas connection there. Texas / Montreal. Haiti, as a matter of fact. The wife of, what's his name, Butler, the lead singer Butler guy, is from Haiti, or at least her family is. I'm not sure, but she has Haitian roots for sure. Are they still together? I know they have a baby, so I don't know. I haven't looked up their latest. You know how relationships are. They may not be together. Who knows? All right, but anyways, enough of my speculating about Arcade Fire. Let's just listen to them. This here is Headlights Look Like Fire from Arcade Fire on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Lights mean you're leaving. The white ones mean returning. To tell me how this story ends, and I'll keep them fires burning. Ha! We'll be right back.
sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to dance. Warm liquid flowing, glowing glass. Classical music blasting, massive ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. I've known playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. I miss the innocence I've known playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone.
Hello, friends. Here we all are. Chilling to CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver. That's a classic. That is Wilco from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot 2002. We heard Heavy Metal Drummer. All right. Now, they do have a new album out, newish album, but I didn't play it today. All right. I think I wrote that backwards. It's, what did I say? It's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I think I wrote Yankee, oh no, Foxtrot Hotel, or whatever. Okay, before that, from 1992, from the Maritimes, from Halifax, we heard Sloan, perhaps the most influential band of my life. That record smeared all of it. Twice Removed, oh my God, that informed everything myself about music. Like I can't, like, look at me, I can't even talk. Yeah, I myself was not a heavy metal drummer, but I was in a band, spent a lot of time actually in bands plural, mostly one big band, and we toured Canada like 3 times. Like, when was that? I was like, listen, we have to stop. Yeah, at the turn of the century. That was I'm so old. At the turn of the century. Yes. In fact, I was actually, speaking of drumming, I did drum, but the bass was my main instrument. There's a picture of me in 2005 on the drums, like 7 months pregnant. That's right. Oh my God. How crazy. Yeah. Somebody actually thought I was going into labor and I was like, no, I don't know if I was making funny faces or what, but I don't know. There we go. That was Sloan. Okay, before that, we heard something from Arcade Fire off, I believe, their very first EP from 2003 entitled Arcade Fire. Now, I say it's, I believe it's their first. They apparently did put together a recording and handed it out to friends like around Christmas. But does that count? I don't know. It is 7:04. I'm here until 8. And oh, let's find out what's going on in the weather, folks. Shall we? I think so. What a crappy day today. I don't know. Just I feel that's what it is like here on the West Coast. I guess that's the deal. January, right? It is currently what temperature is it? It's 17 degrees Celsius. As I was coming out here, it was raining. So I don't know. The low tonight is, okay, 13. And according to Environment Canada, we have a few showers ending early this evening, then cloudy with a 40% chance of showers overnight. All right, tomorrow the high is that right? Is it only 17? Yikes. Yuck. It's a high of 17. It's going to be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers early in the morning. And then we get into the weekend. So Friday's looking better? I don't know. It says a high of 20, chance of showers. But there is an icon of the sun amidst, you know, like some clouds. So Friday's a mix of sun and clouds with a 30% chance of showers. And then we get into the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday is going to be cloudy in 20, Sunday 19, with a mix of sun and cloud. There you go. Well, I don't know. Is there a long-term forecast? Is it going to get better? I don't know. I hope so. It will. All right. I miss skiing, though. I'll say that much. I really do. I've been in a little bit of a funk lately. I'll say that much. And I'm like, what's wrong? Why am I so sad? I think it's... I just miss skiing. I just miss being super crazy active. And I would be golfing if I didn't have frozen shoulder. So I'm suffering from that because I broke my arm, really my shoulder, the bone at the top there. And a rib, actually, at New Year's Eve. Not even drunk. I keep having to say that. But so now I'm just going through physio and there's no way I can golf right now. So my arm's just kind of screwed. But it's improving. I'm trying to be positive. Okay, here we are. Let's move into some new territory. Let's hear something from the Irish band Fontaines DC. You can't go wrong with these guys. They're so good. They have a new album out. It's called Romance. We're going to hear something called Favorite. Yeah, I think we are. Yeah, we are. Let's make sure I've got it all set up. Favorite. Yes, I do. Good for me. Okay, here we go. That is that. Yeah. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squinch's Hideaway. I've been doing it since, like, I don't know, 2003. It used to be a Canadian-focused show. Like, I played only Canadian music. And that was great. And I did it for a very long time. Eventually, I opened the borders to just kind of whatever I liked. Henceforth, the name, though, Sam Squinch's Hideaway. It's a reference to the Trailer Park Boys Canadian show. Well, speaking of the Maritimes, yeah. Okay, but let's go over the pond. Let's go to Ireland. This here is Fontaines DC on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Did you know? You see beauty give away. it was just a dream.
We don't go and we never arrive.
However real it seemed, it was just a dream.
Until the end, it's you and me. I'll look to you as long as I have eyes that see. And it's the end for you and me. I wanna stay forever and in between.
A dream.
We don't go and we never arrive,
however real it seems.
CITR is where we're at. All right, that right there is a band called Francis of Delirium. Of all places they're from, you'll never guess. Luxembourg. I don't think I know anybody from Luxembourg or anything out of Luxembourg, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. It's a very tiny little European country. But anyways, that is Francis of Delirium. It's new. The song is called Lighthouse, and you can find it on the album Blue Tuesday. Okay, before that, we heard something from this band. Another, so we've heard a few new songs here. This band is called Brigitte Calls Me Baby. So this is the first time I played these guys. Now, these guys are from the States. Where in particular, I should know this. I looked it up. Hold on. I know they're from the States. I'm just, all kinds of new music I'm playing. Now, where in the States? It's driving me nuts. I can't let it go. Okay, hold on a second. Why can't, is it this hard to find out? Huh. Yeah. Okay, I will come back to that. I'm getting a little OCD over here. Okay, before, so Brigitte Calls Me Baby, we heard the song, as I mentioned, oh, I don't think I did tell you this. We Were Never Alive. That's right. We Were Never Alive. You can find it on their very new 2024 album, The Future Is Our Way Out. Okay, before that, we heard Fontaine's DC. All right, I'm here for another 39 minutes. Right now, I've got something from Beach Bunny. I do know for a fact these guys are out of Chicago. We're going to hear something of theirs that is a single. It's called Vertigo. Let's make sure I've got that. Okay. So there's a lot of bands that there's like Beach House. This is Beach Bunny. Yeah. Okay, here we are. The song is Vertigo. This is also new. What else can I tell you? Not too much else, really, except stay tuned. Keep listening. My show here is called Sam Squanches Hideaway, and I'm a need to be. All right, here we are. This is Beach Bunny.
Stop, I've got it. Is Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. 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 Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Pinback. Those guys are from SoCal. They're from San Diego. They were formed back in 98. The question is, are they still? Yeah, they're still around, guys. They are. All right. Let's see what else we heard before. Pinback. Now, by the way, that album we heard the song from is Autumn of the Seraphs. Released back in 07, Good to See, as in S-E-A, Pinback. All right, before that, Bikini Kill. We heard the song, like, I think they're big, the song of Bikini Kill's, Rebel Girl. You can find that on the Punk Singer soundtrack. I mean, that's where I found it, but it was released prior to that. The Punk Singer, if you've never seen it, you need to watch it. It's such a good documentary. About Bikini Kill, and it was I've seen it. It was 2015, the punk singer, and I just remember absolutely loving it. And it is, yeah, it's about Bikini Kill and La Tigra. I had to think about that for a second. I was like, but I've seen so many documentaries on musicians, and the latest one I saw that was actually really, really good. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen any bad documentaries about music, to be honest. But maybe last year it was. But I think it was about last year. It was a documentary on women in hip hop. Let me see if I can tell you what that's called. Women in Hip Hop documentary. Such a good. Oh, yeah, it's called Ladies First. This is so highly recommended by myself. I'm feeling that there were like, it was, if I remember correctly, so it was 2023. I feel like there were like 4 episodes in it. And I learned so much. I mean, not shockingly, but I was pretty proud. I knew a lot of it, to be honest. Roxanne Shanté is like one of my favorites. She actually does a show on SiriusXM that I love. have a nice day. I love her so much. She, as well as Shaw Rock, were featured on the show. Oh my God. Yeah. So, as well as so many other artists. I mean, I can't. Yeah. Those are maybe the most memorable. But anyways, how did I get on that topic? I don't know. Because of Bikini Kill. Yeah. Okay. Before that, from 1994, LAMF, like a motherfucker, we heard Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with Chinese Rocks. Now, that, of course, I believe was co-written, if I remember correctly, with the Ramones. Like, the Ramones have their own version. Now, I feel like the two guys actually sort of co-wrote it. Anyways, I may need to go back and review. But there you go. That was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. The time... Oh, and drums. The drums were in there before that. With the song Dying from their 2023 album Johnny. It was released back in October, so it's not technically new by CITR standards. We have to indicate if songs are new. And for us on the station, that would be 6 months, right? Okay. It is 7:43. What do we have next? Oh, we've got something from The Primitives. This is a great song. It's Crash from 1988. Let's take a listen here. This is so killer. All right, here we go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Anita B. And my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This right here is The Primitives.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR. My name is Anita B, and this is my show. That is about it. Sam Squanch's Hideaway is closing for the evening. Four more minutes. We just heard from 2003, the New Pornographers, local band who have since no longer been local. I can't get my grammar correct. I don't even know if they're still around, to be honest. But anyways, we heard Electric Version, which is the title track of that album. Before that, The Organ, such a good band, The Organ. My good friend Deb, guitar player, songwriter. That was from their 2008 album Thieves. We heard Fire in the Ocean. And the band, of course, led by Katie Sketch. Katie's got a great voice, good person. Waves in there before that. Out of San Diego, we heard the song Demon to Lean On off their 2013 album, Afraid of Heights. All right, I'm going to leave us right now with Black Mountain. It's been a slice, folks. Actually, I'm going to be back up at Black Mountain soon enough. That would be one of the two mountains that forms Cypress Ski Resort. Black Mountain and Mount Strachan is the other one. All right, let's see. Do I have it all set? Yes, I do. Black Mountain, this is a band out of Vancouver, and this was released back in 05. This is off their first self-titled album. All right. That is it. I'll be back in two more weeks. This is Anita B. saying, it's been a good time. And I guess, what is that, July 10th? Yeah, this is my bi-weekly show. All right, here is Black Mountain on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, one, two, three, another pump explosion. One, two.